First of all, we got another election coming up, and actually, well, I know you've had mail-in balloting, but early voting begins on Friday, and it is a little different to first of all have early voting begin on Friday, right?
Yes. So early voting is from June 12th through the 20th, and the reason it's starting on a Friday is because of on June 19th is a state and federal holiday for Juneteenth, and so as a result, to make sure we have those 7 days of early voting, it will start on Friday. The other day that there will not be voting will be on June 14th, which is a Sunday.
All right. And then the hours, that's still all the same, 8:30 to 6, something like that, right?
Yeah. So people can go and early vote from 8:30 to 6 every day, starting on this Friday, excluding Sunday, and then the following Friday up through the 20th.
So since this is different and we're looking at closed primaries or semi-closed primaries, however you want to describe it, give us an idea of if you're a no-party voter and you voted in one of the primaries in May, what happens this time around? And also give me the example of the voter who didn't vote in May but would like to vote in June, especially, if you're no-party.
Yeah. I think the important thing to know is that your ballot really is unique to you, and because it depends on which party you have chosen, as well as what parish you're living in and even what precinct you're in. And so, for example, if you voted as a no party and you voted in either the Republican or Democratic primaries back in May, then you will continue to vote on in those closed primaries this go around. If you chose not to vote back in May, or chose not to participate in one of the closed party primaries, or newly registered to vote, or changed your party affiliation between then and now, then you will have the option to choose which closed party primary you would like to vote in. Depending on what parish you are in, if you are no party and choose to vote no party, then there actually might not be anything on your ballot. So that's why it's so important to go to the govote.com or the GoVote mobile app and look at your specific sample ballot.
So there's actually, I guess I don't understand it. How could there not be anything to vote on for some people?
Yeah. So for example, let's say, I am in a, let's say, for example, I am in Wynn Parish. There is a, there might be where you have the Senate runoff for the both the Republican and Democrat. But if you are no party and choose to not vote in a Republican or Democratic primary, and there are no local issues on the ballot, then there would be nothing for you to vote for.
Okay, I get it now. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. you've also maybe another point of clarification here. You know, so I don't know if anybody has done this. Say you were a registered Republican in May, and then you re-registered and you changed your party affiliation to Democrat. Could you then vote in the Democrat primary?
So yes, so you can change your party choice at any time, but if you did it before the deadline to do that for this election, and so that was back in that was back like on the 27th, I believe, or actually, let me remember that. That was the 6th of this month. So if you changed your party affiliation before the 6th of this month, you are able to vote in whichever party that you chose to vote in. So, for example, if you voted in one closed party primary last election, changed your party to the other party, then you're able to vote in that new party. I think those instances are going to be very few and far between.
That would be crazy. You would have to be crazy to do something like that.
Jeff, there are so many different scenarios. It's not even funny.
Well, I guess the. What do you think, Trey? I know you. I know the Secretary of State's office has done what it can. You know, you've run ads on our network, you've TV, you've put out promotional videos, all this to try to explain this. I know there were still a lot of questions when people went to the polls on Wednesday or in May. You know, how do you feel like you feel like the voters educated for this?
Yeah. So you know, anytime there's a new system, there's going to be a learning curve and some confusion. And so we worked through that in May. I think there will still be some potentially in June. But again, the most important thing really is to look at your sample ballot, because every ballot is really unique to yourself, depending on what parish you live in, what your party affiliation is, and even potentially what your address is. So Your neighbor might have a ballot that is completely different than yours, just depending on which precinct that you're in.
There was one other question I wanted to ask, and I can't remember what I think. Well, maybe I think I've covered it all. Or is there anything, any other issues that we need to address? Oh,
I do not think so.
This is what I wanted to ask you. What do you, is the Secretary of State's office putting out anything as far as a projected voter turnout for this?
So we've not put out a projected voter turnout yet, but we do know historically that most likely it will be less than it was in the May election. So that turnout was at around 28%. And so we do anticipate it being lower than that.
All right, very good, Trey. Appreciate it, man.